Okay, good morning to you, Matt. Okay, good morning to the listeners of the Hot Ships.
Yes.
And good morning to the Bane.
And that's what I love about.
Good morning, my brother.
And that's what I love about democracy. I remember the days of coming at your home and you teach me chemistry. you see, I'm not going to take it personal because when you're in this position, you expect people to get in there. Your feelings.
Right.
I'm gonna, and I give you some time, Matt, because I'm going to take you for a process.
I'm listening.
I was one of the founding members of the World Trade Festival. I was recruited by Mr. Sheridan Gregoire to understudy Edmund Tulo.
Mm-hmm.
And as a result, Gordon Henderson was then the overseas coordinator.
International coordinator.
Yes. As a matter of fact, the first flyer of the World Trade Festival is an iconic figure in the center, which depicts Gordon Henderson. Okay, the first ever flyer of the World Trade Festival.
Okay.
And if you do some research, I can get you that flyer because I have it somewhere around because I document those things because a part of the National Church went on for the music of Dominica, I can document as much as possible.
Okay.
So I can get you the flyer to see the iconic figure which resembles Gordon Henderson. So I know the work that Gordon did, not only for Kadhafi, but so Gordon took me to Sidong several times and explained the struggles. Myself and Gordon have a very close relationship. I know that at the inception of the festival, Gordon put his own resources into the festival to secure bands. Because at the time he had the connections and to make sure that the band was secured, he would even put his own resources, which later got he himself and the late Edmund Tulo into a little difficulty. Which is normal when he did the people. Now, I left the committee for several years because I didn't feel like I kind of liked the direction the festival was going until I was called back about 4 years ago, 4 to 5 years ago, and I was given the responsibility to assist in the marketing and the recruiting. And I was told by the Prime Minister that I will now be the chairman of the committee, and he called me in, and we had a meeting. And then since my inception, we have been trying to honor icons. We did that with Jeff Joseph the late. We did that with Fitzgerald Williams the late. We did that with Chubby and Cole last year. And we intended to do that with Gordon Henderson this year. Now, the committee that I chair is a recommendation committee. We don't make decisions. I had a few problems where I felt that the festival was the people thing and the people did not have an opportunity to be part of the election process. We saw this year, I came on your program twice, I went to the various radio stations. We also opened it to the social media where people could send in their recommendations and the bands that we could afford. This year, we tried to put them into the lineup this year because the people requested and we demanded that these are the bands they wanted to see. So this year, unlike other years, is a reflection of what the people wanted to see, from the teenagers to the middle age to the elderly. Now, it must be noted that data has revealed that the majority of patrons is between 18 and 35 over the 18 years period. So some of the bands you may see on the lineup will reflect that to include the majority who went to the social media, called the various radio programs, and see who they wanted to see. Now, what we normally do at the beginning of our process is we get the popular DJs from Dominica. As a matter of fact, I have recommendations from the 12 top DJs in Dominica. We have that data. We normally talk to our correspondents in the French and Tunisia, Mr. Lucia, all over, because we try to get as many trio genres as possible. And we put all this data with the recommendations that we did on the surveys together, based on the criteria of most requested, relevance, whether you have the body of work or repertoire, or whether you can actually sell yourself, or whether you have the stage performance, the stage antics, because some bands or some artists are very good in the studio and they are not good at the live performances, and it's a live festival. It is not a festival in a studio. So all of these are part of the criteria where we have to grade each artist before we submit. So when we submit to the DFC board, which is the first one. So we finish our compilation. We send it to the DSC board. It goes to the process. From the DSC board, it goes to the Discover Democratic Authority board and then to cabinet. So when we finish our recommendations, we try to always have alternatives to each genre. Because at any one of these processes, any one of the artists or bands can be deferred. And I want to repeat that the body or the committee that I chair is not a decision-making committee. We have had it in the past that we have recommended bands and artists, and when it reaches through the, when it goes through the process, it has been deferred to us, which is a normal thing. There is many systems, there is a hierarchy of any system that is available to us. So it normally goes to the, after we finish, it goes to the DFC board, the DDA board, and then the cabinet. This year, we recommended, as a matter of fact, board members, and we had a senior because that's the alternative, because we try to make sure we always have an alternative. 2 days before the initial launching, because we were planning and preparing, when we saw, when I got the information, yes, from our commission, that we're ready to do that, I told Mr. Gordon, the intention is there to honor him. Mr. Anderson told me, if I am sure that the authorities will accept it. I told him, I do not know, but then you are the person that we have in mind to recommend for recognition this year. He subsequently, I asked him later on in the conversation, whether Mr. Piper, who is the one that normally actually get in touch with the various artists of the band, got in touch with him. He told me, yes, Mr. Piper got in touch with him, and he gave him the relevant information. So as far as I, Leroy Wadi Kotels, Lou Gordon, Sam Henderson was part of the recommended list to the DSC board, and then to cabinet. 2 days before the luncheon, I was told by Mr. Piper that it is official that Gordon Henderson is not on the list, and instead that we have to go to Ophelia, which is the alternative. So I asked him why. He told me he doesn't know, but it is an authority that he got. I subsequently called and have a conversation with Mr. Robbie Tong, who is the Minister for Tourism, and directly the department that we deal with. I outline the various areas where Gordon has contributed to Mr. Tong. I told Mr. Tong, I think this is something very important, and I am just a phone call away, if needs be, that I have to come and speak to cabinet. I actually went to Mr. Skerritt's office, and the secretary will confirm that. It was during the time of the debate, and the secretary told me that I'll have to try to come very early the next day, because you said it's busy dealing with the debate that is carried for a couple of days. I went back to the minister. I told the minister, look, this thing is very serious and I cannot deal with it. This thing is really frustrating me. This man has contributed and I know the contribution. Can you please inform Mr. Skerritt, because you are closer, because the telephone number I asked for Mr. Skerritt, I sent messages to him and I have gotten no response. The minister subsequently told me that he sent the messages and he himself didn't get another response. I went to another close affiliate of the Dominican Labour Party and informed the affiliate of the situation and told him, look, this is what's going on and I am very hurt and disappointed of the situation. Can you please get in touch with Mr. Skerritt for the time? I would like to have an audience with him and this thing needs to be resolved. The affiliate told me in my face and no certain terms that if that is the decision, he agreed with the decision. So I was discouraged. Now, I have my life apart from the FC. I had to travel to Toronto. I went to Toronto. Now, I am not the person responsible for telling any artist whether he's on or not. What I do is record and I ask artists whether he's available for that particular time. Yes, I did tell Gordon Henderson that we are intent on nominating him for recommendations to be honored. Yes, I did not get back to Gordon Henderson because I traveled to Toronto and came back the day before the luncheon. I came back last Wednesday. The luncheon was on Tuesday. And I want to remind your listeners and the brain that in no time, in the history of the 19 years World Climate Festival, Uruguay could have ever had a decision making process. I recommend, and whoever is on top, like I said, there's a process, they have the power to veto. And it will be fair. My role is to go back with the alternatives, because we normally have a B and a C for all the genres that we select. We try to have as many genres, and we also have the all of our alternatives. So in the event, it has happened before, that any genre or any artist in a particular genre needs to be different, we already have a plan B and a plan C. So tell Mr. Brain, I used to know him as actually Adam, sir, that Leroy Wanico Charles is not and has never been in NBC Channel, making me part of the World Climate Festival, except when I'm giving instructions to go and market, which is a different thing altogether from the chairman of the committee. And the responsibilities, because I know the music, I know the channels, because I have certain skills, I am a Dominican, I born and bred in Portersville, and the responsibility for a chief. I am not the marketing manager, I am not the marketing committee, I am a member of the marketing committee with the responsibilities to the public relations.
All right, hold that thought there, Wally. Hold that thought, hold that thought. It's at the boiling point. Gordon Henderson speaking out.